You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom, Jeremy,
hi.
Hanging out, playing today's best mix of music, 2K2 today. Although sometimes the bumper music comes from a little bit earlier. This is bumper music courtesy of The Police.
Never heard of them.
The album Zenyatta Mandata.
Really?
Ever heard of that album, Josh?
No, I have not.
I haven't even heard of that.
Josh, you ever heard of something called an album before? Have you heard of that?
I have. Those retro little discs, right?
They were larger discs.
Big. They're big
larger,
discs.
Yeah, they're the CDs.
Big and
small
discs.
Have you heard of The Police?
I have heard of The Police.
Okay.
I cannot tell you one song by them. You know how I've heard
this
of The
one.
Police? Well, I don't know the song.
Whoop, whoop.
No, I heard of The Police from watching Friends. They had the lead guitarist on there, Sting, right?
No, Andy Sumner.
No, never mind then. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Did they have Sting on, though?
They had Sting on, yeah.
Huh. I saw him on an Instagram video the other day. That dude doesn't age. But he's into all that really, like, the cleansing eating and the tantric and all that stuff. Yeah.
He was on Only Murders in the Building, too.
Oh, was he? Yeah. He looks great.
Gets around.
Huh.
Anyway,
this is random.
Let's shut that off.
Don't ever play that.
Let's play this since it's the theme of what we're about to talk about.
Josh is getting married?
Yes. So, ladies, Josh is off the market. He's getting married.
Oh, no.
No.
But it sounds like you're going to... You're off Friday, right?
Wait. Let's clarify something really quickly.
What?
It's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
He's not getting married.
But he is off the market.
I am off the market, but I'm not...
Because he is all hot and heavy for...
Caitlin.
Erica.
Caitlin.
Not Erica.
I didn't know who. Yeah. I don't remember. But you're off this Friday. He came in. He's like, I just want to remind you guys, I'm off on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do my work.
Who's filling in for you, by the way?
I believe it's Jesse.
Okay.
Jesse's a good guy. He knows what he's doing. Okay. All
right. but you're spending a lot to go to this wedding is the thing, right?
Yeah, so this, I was with them when I helped throw the surprise when Luke, he's my really good friend. I've known him since high school. And I was with him when he proposed to his then girlfriend. So I've been.
How'd you do it?
I helped. He got on a knee and asked her and she said yes.
Why do you need to help with that?
It was one of the surprises. Like I helped get everything ready.
Like what? If he's just dropping down to a knee and asking a question,
jumping out of a big box that you had to wrap or something?
He set the scene. We set up, like, there was blankets. There was candles lit. There was
blankets?
Blankets.
He was on a rock. I was like, that.
Blankets on a rock?
Yeah. It looked pretty, guys. It was cool. We set up.
Hold on. I'm not letting you just, like, brush this off.
You can't gloss over
this. He's taking his girlfriend out to propose to her, and he has to bring his buddy along to set blankets down?
Well, it was me and then a photographer and then, like, his close group of friends, we had, like, champagne and stuff like that.
Oh, my.
So there was it wasn't a private moment. It was him and all of his buddies.
We were not
so
right
it was a
him.
Production. It wasn't an actual, like, proposal. It was
you were hiding in the bushes with champagne.
Essentially. Yes. Yeah, I was.
And you're like, wee!
Yeah.
And you're spraying it. Wee!
I was really hoping. They were far enough away to where I couldn't hear if she said yes or no. So when I got out there with the champagne, I was praying she said yes. And I was like, let's go. All that stuff.
Josh, look at me here. Okay. When you look at me.
I'm looking.
No, look at me.
I'm looking.
When you pop the question to Caitlin.
Oh, gosh.
Will you promise me that you will not do a big production like this with all your friends and the videographer? Will you
stupid.
Just take her out somewhere nice and just the two of you so it doesn't have to become an Instagram moment?
Well, she is not that type of girl, so she would hate that if it was like
okay,
a production.
Good.
And I would, too. So I want
okay.
it to be. It's a private, intimate moment, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to have blankets on rocks, man.
You got to have blankets on rocks.
Did you guys like lay on the rock afterward then with the blankets? Or was it just for...
No, it was just for
for
show.
A Pinterest moment.
Pinterest, yeah, yeah. It looked good, though. It really did.
This is ridiculous.
It's eccentric.
Dude, it's terrible.
And Luke, I love you, man. I do,
Luke.
But, Luke, why did you have to do this big production?
Listen,
he's probably the same guy who did the big production for asking her to prom, right? That had to be the big production, too.
He made a video. And,
yeah.
Anyway, you're poor buddy. We're beating him up.
Yeah, but
when your proposal needs to get 2 million likes, you're
right.
Not,
you need a buddy to help you haul blankets
girl,
up a mountain.
Though, right? Like huh? it's all about the girl. Like I'm sure she wanted the pictures and she wanted the I want to post this to Instagram and all. You know, right?
Well, like then don't propose to her.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
I mean, really, that's the important thing to her.
I know. So I've known both of them since high school, and the bride is amazing. She's awesome. She's a very sweet girl. I've known her for a very long time.
CYA right there, man.
They both sound incredible.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I love both of them dearly. They're great people.
Enough about that. Let's talk about the wedding. Josh is going to the wedding this weekend, and he waltzed into the studio, and he was telling us about how expensive this wedding is, and we thought he was talking about what they're paying to throw the wedding. And he was like, no. What I personally have to pay to go to this wedding. And you started rattling off a list.
So adding it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let's hear what it all is.
I made a list last night because I've just been thinking, like, they've been engaged for a while, and there's been a lot of steps of what we've done as
I'm sure
as
they probably have a big
like
process
as,
for this,
yeah,
too.
As part
I'm
of the
sure.
groomsmen and everything.
Is this like a $200,000 wedding, probably?
It's expensive, yeah.
Okay.
But so I was just adding up what I personally had to pay.
Personally,
so
you. Okay.
For the bachelor party, I was thinking the flight. I got stuck with the rental car. We played golf, the Airbnb, and then, you know, we went out to the bars and everything like that. So that in and of itself was, I mean, the flight is a round trip of $360. The rental car was $620.
There's $1,000.
Yeah, so we needed the SUV to carry the golf clubs.
Okay.
The Airbnb was $400 from everybody.
$1,400.
Golf was about $210.
$1,600.
And then the bar night was around $300 for each of us, $320 from each of us.
So let's just round up and say $2,000 for that.
Yeah, and then on top of
that. You spent $300 yourself at a bar?
Oh, we had to.
You got to get bottle service,
So to get bottle service and to get a table, you have to spend a certain amount at the
So
bar.
You're at $1,900.
Yeah, and then.
That's not the wedding.
With taxes and tipping. And let's just say $2,000.
Yeah. Let's say $2,000. All right, you're at $2,000.
$2,000 for the bachelor party.
Then on top of that, we are all renting tuxedos from a certain place. That was about $410 just to rent.
$2,400.
And then the hotel that I'm staying at for the weekend is altogether around $620.
$3,000.
So my
what about the airfare to go back to the wedding?
No, the wedding.
No, the wedding's here. The
wedding's here.
The bachelor party, but
that's when he left and went to Arizona.
$3,000.
Yeah. So it's my total without taxes, without anything like that, was $2,920. So about
$3,000.
That's easily $3,000.
Just
Ooh, buddy.
In the wedding, like I'm
it's not your wedding.
No.
You're just going to it, and it's costing you
going.
$3,000.
I hate this,
and it's again like
this is
I
extremely
love these
rude.
Guys. Yeah, I love these.
I don't
guys
care how
so
much you
much.
Love them. This is the rudest thing ever to put that much but burden on you.
You love them. They obviously don't love you.
They
no,
don't. They'd
they
be chipping in.
And it's just, I just did.
Why aren't
all
they paying
math?
For your tux even?
I don't,
at
I
least
don't
that.
I don't know, but I just did all the math and I was like, wow, weddings are.
I hate your friends.
I was like, my goodness, those are pretty expensive to just be in the wedding and just send those people off to Lovebird Land. It's a lot of money.
Lovebird Land.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are these?
I don't want to offend your friends.
I do.
I'm going to shut up.
I don't mind offending his friends.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
well, they
God.
Got off on the wrong foot with me with the whole proposal thing. And so from there, I was judging everything through the lens of that.
Well, Dom can get on a plane and zip out of here back home. And
yeah, I know,
I got to
right?
be careful.
Why? You're not going to ever
see Because his friend
will
show up in the parking garage downstairs and punch me in the face.
So you can defend yourself. You did taekwondo.
I didn't see it coming, though. He snuck up behind me.
Yeah, because
No. No, he's one of those. He's a valor guy. He would hire someone to come.
Oh, right. So then you have all his friends filming it.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here we are opening up our phones this morning.
Oh, my God, Josh.
What did you have to pay, not for your wedding, but just to attend somebody else's wedding?
Correct. We want a number.
Add it all up. Tell us what you spent.
See if you can beat the $3,000 that Josh just
I hope somebody can
from his
beat
rude
that.
Friends.
Megan says, we spent nearly $6,000 for the honor. She put it in quotation marks. For the honor of going to my best friend's wedding. Ridiculous. I kind of hated them for it. $6,000. That's a destination wedding. That's got to be one of those go to Hawaii or the...
I've got one right here from Amy.
Do that.
She says, I was at something like 5K for a wedding for my sister in Hawaii. She didn't help me with anything. She's now divorced. And that's from Amy.
Well, see, I didn't want to say that about Luke and his, but it's like, well, what about all this? You make your friends do it. And, okay, so there's another Amy along those lines, and you will get a laugh out of this.
Tell me now.
She even does a ha-ha at the end. She goes, I was supposed to be in a wedding for one of my best college friends until she told me everything I would have to pay for, and I said, forget it. I swear it would have been a couple $1,000s. She unfriended me because of it. Amy writes, but I got the last laugh. her fiance ended up leaving her at the altar, sort of. He broke it off 2 days before the wedding. Amy says, so ha ha to her.
Yeah, no joke.
Denise says, my rule of thumb. If it costs me more than $200, I'm not going to your wedding.
I love that. I love that. That's
her limit.
It should be.
She put a dollar figure on it. If it's $200, I'll go.
You gotta help. You've got to help. We were very cognizant of that in our wedding when it came to the dresses and the tuxed rentals and, you know, all the costs. We tried to find the most affordable things for everybody. We were finding
sure.
coupons for people. We were very aware of how much people had to spend to be in our goofy wedding. Hannah wrote in. She says, me and my boyfriend were both in a mutual co-worker's wedding. After all the parties and rentals and travel, we hit $4,000. When we decided to get married, we asked the coworker and his wife to be in our wedding, and they declined, citing family conflicts. No joke, jerk move, right? And that was from Hannah Banana. That is a jerk move when you spend that much to be in their wedding, and they turn around and say, nah, we good.
From 8756, a destination bachelor party is excessive. Do you have to go somewhere where you have to buy plane tickets and rental cars and venues?
The thing. No, you can have just as much fun here. They went out to Arizona and played golf.
There's golf courses
golf here.
Jennifer says, I think I spent about $3,000 on my sister's wedding back in 2006, and they only stayed together for 5 months. She says, so money well spent.
Oh my God.
5 months, $3,000.
See Veronica, she says, my husband and I went to a wedding, in parentheses, a 3-day hostage event.
Yes.
That was a minimum of $500,000 for the wedding, $150,000 just for the flowers.
$150,000 for the flowers.
For the flowers. Formal tux and
gown.
Oh,
is that the Waldorf?
Yeah, that's so for a weekend, Friday through Sunday, plus flights, $4,500. We could have gone to an all-inclusive vacation in Cancun. Veronica, why did you even say yes to that wedding? Why would you even go to that?
I will say, here's... Okay.
Just for the spectacle of it,
okay,
I guess?
Okay, now that's what I'm thinking. If you're told that somebody's doing a wedding, let's say at the Waldorf in New York, and it's going to be a $500,000 wedding, part of me would want to go just to say
just
I was...
Just to experience
so
that.
I could come back and badmouth the hell out of it for years on a radio show.
Yeah, and you're going to get your fill of drinks if you go to that. I'm going to be like, keep them coming. Keep them coming, please. That's the most expensive so far, isn't it? No, somebody had $6,000.
Dina says, if you are the last one of the group to get married, the ones who have kids now will say they can't afford it. That's right.
Yep.
So you need to be the first in. Like this Luke character is getting married before Josh and all these others. Then he'll have kids, and then he'll say, I can't. No, he's a Valor kid. He'll be always
bow out of everything. Did you see the one from Nate? Did you read Nate's yet? He says, I'm just glad I'm an introverted loner. Doesn't have to go to these things.
SK says we spent over $8,000 on a Hawaii destination wedding that the groom never even showed up to because he was still married to his ex-wife.
That's some juicy stuff right there. That's juicy. I guess at least in that scenario, at least you're still in Hawaii. You know, you're not spending $8,000 and having a wedding in Parker. You can go, you know, you're still in Hawaii, and you can go fart around a little bit. Wow. Well, Josh isn't alone, it looks like.